今天早晨我们要继续读约翰福音。
This morning we like to continue study the book of John.
请我们一起来读约翰福音，从第十二节我们要读到三十节，第八章十二节到三十节。
John 8:12-30.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就一起来读好不好？
Let us read together.
读英文和中文可以一起读。
And Chinese and English together.
约翰福音第八章第十二节。
John 8:12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，
跟从
我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。法利赛人对他说，你是为自己做见证，你的见证不真。耶稣说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的，因为我知道我从哪里来往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来往哪里去。你们是以外貌判断人，我却不判断人，就是判断人，我的判断也是真的，因为不是我独自在这里，还有差我来的父与我同在。你们的律法上也记着说，两个人的见证是真的，我是为自己做见证，还有差我来的父也是为我做见证。他们就问他说，你的父在哪里？耶稣回答说，你们不认识我，也不认识我的父，若是认识我，也就认识我的父。这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教训人士所说的，也没有人拿他，因为他的时候还没有到。耶稣又对他们说，我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪中，我所去的地方你们不能到。犹太人说，他说，我所去的地方你们不能到，难道他要自尽吗？耶稣对他们说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的，你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的，所以我就对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。他们就问他说，你是谁？耶稣对他们说，就是我从起初所告诉你们的，我有许多事讲论你们，判断你们，但你们我在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。他们不明白耶稣是指着父说的，所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。这段圣经有很多的对话，对不对？
In this part of the scripture, there's a lot of dialogues going on.
其实讲的事情非常之多。
And actually, they mention a lot of things in this passage.
有一句话我要请弟兄姊妹们注意，就是在三十节。
This one phrase I want you to really pay special attention. That's in the verse 30.
三十节这里说，耶稣说这话的时候，就有许多人信他。
As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him.
所以这篇信息记载在这里，可以说是耶稣一个讲道的记录。
So here we are seeing, this is really a record of Jesus preaching.
也可以说是一个成功的传福音的记录。
Maybe we can say that's a record of a very, very successful evangelical meeting.
但其实不是讲道。
But actually, this is not really some preaching.
而更准确地说，它是一个答问。
To be exact, it's really a question and answer session.
所以虽然我在这里题目说是这个，我们今天讲的题目叫他是谁。
Although the topic here is who is she?
他是谁？ I'm sorry. 只是这许多问题中间的一个。
And that is just one of the questions.
这篇信息的题目应该叫做一个成功的福音答问。
And actually, the exact topic should be a very successful, Gospel question and answer.
所以，若是我们今天要学会传福音，从这段福音，我们可以学会怎样跟人答问。
So, if you really like to preach the gospel with this pattern, this is a good example to follow.
常常很多退休聚会、特别聚会的时候，都有一个时间安排弟兄姊妹们答问。
And a lot of times in the retreat, there are a special time set aside for question and answer.
也有传福音的时候，我们分出一段时间来答问。
And a lot of times in evangelical meetings, we have a special session for
Q&A. 那我们来看看这里几个问题是什么。
So let's really look into the individual questions here.
从十二节开始，主耶稣做了一个开场白。
Starting from verse 12, Jesus give a little introduction.
我这样讲是希望弟兄姊妹们想象今天是一个 question and answer 的情形
so,
问答的情形
I would like you to imagine that yourself in this kind of situation
所以这里主耶稣讲的开场白是什么呢
So what's the introduction here?
他说我是世上的光世界的光
He said I am the light of this world
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走
those,
必要得着生命的光
Those who follow me shall not walk in the darkness and shall receive the light of life
你说这句话有很多的内容在其中。
You see, this is really, a very, very, have very, rich meaning in it.
因为在约翰福音一开始的时候，记载福音的约翰就说，有一个人，他不是仅仅是，他有原来是为光做见证的。
Because in the very, very beginning of this gospel, it says there's someone that came is, bear witness for the light.
He自己不是那个光。
He himself is not the light.
但是为了光做见证。
But because, but he came to bear witness for the light.
这个光是谁呢?
Now who is that light?
这个光就是道成肉身的那一位。
That's the one who is incarnated into a flesh.
就是在创世以前的那一位。
He is the one that was, that was in the very, very beginning.
现在耶稣自己说我就是世上的光
And then now Jesus came along and said that I am the light of this world
并且他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光
And whoever follows me will not walk in the darkness but receive the light of the life
主耶稣这篇信息是对黑暗里的人说话
So this message is preaching to the people who are walking in darkness.
我们看见耶稣常常对黑暗里的百姓说话。
You see, Jesus a lot of times talking directly to the people who are in darkness.
他说坐在黑暗死荫里的百姓有大光发现要照着他们。
He said, those that dwell in the darkness, there shall be a great light shine upon them.
主耶稣再讲这句话的时候又有许多人跟随他。
And after he said that, a lot of people follow him.
也有许多人有各种问题。
And then a lot of people have all kinds of questions.
假如我们能够接受耶稣基督是真光，我们现在就可以得救了。
You see, if you receive Jesus as the true light, you are saved already.
因为我们活在黑暗里面，我们知道我们可怜的光景。
Because we were living in the darkness, and we knew what kind of situation we were.
我们是眼睛瞎的，不认识我们前面的道路。
We were blinded and we know not what the road ahead of us.
并且我们在黑暗中间，黑暗不仅叫我们眼瞎，我们还落在罪恶里面。
And not only did the darkness make us blind, we also was trapped in sins.
不仅是外面许多犯罪的行为。
Not only the outward sinful behavior.
因为罪的沾染，我们里面觉得非常的黑暗，暗洞洞，不知道往哪里去。
Because of the contamination of sin, that deep down inside was all pitch dark and we don't know where we're going.
但是有些人他不看见自己可怜的光景他反而来向主耶稣挑战。
But then there are some who does not see the situation of themselves, rather they want to challenge Jesus.
这些法利赛人就是这样他们第一个对主耶稣的问题主耶稣的话有了问题。
These Pharisees are the ones. The first of all, they have questions raised up.
这个问题是什么呢?
The very first question is,
他们怀疑耶稣所做见证的真实性。
First of all, they are doubting whether it's true or not, about Jesus, the witness.
凭什么我们要相信你说的话?
Now, why do we have to believe you?
所以他说,你为自己做见证,你的见证不真。
So they challenge, they say, well, you bear witness for yourself, so your witness is not true.
今天这个问题常常存在，很多人为自己做见证，所以他们的见证不真实。
Today, a lot of this same situation is present today because a lot of people bear witness for themselves and they're not true.
其实不一定要为自己做见证，为别人做见证常常也不需要真实。
You see, it's not even for yourself. A lot of times we bear witness for others and that is not true.
你若是在一家百货公司卖香水。
If you want to, if you're selling a perfume in a department store.
不管你自己用不用那个香水你一定要说那个香水非常香对不对
It doesn't matter whether you use it yourself or not. You have to say, well, that's very, very good.
有一次我去买西装买到后来他说这个衣服多好多好多好。
Once I went to try to get a suit.And the clerk was saying, oh, how wonderful this is.
后来他给我这个，他后来那个卖衣服人给我打开一看，你看我自己就穿这个牌子。
And then he said, and then he opened up the jacket and said, see, I'm wearing the same brand.
但是后来我想想，这也不能证明什么。
But then later on, like that, it said that really doesn't prove anything.
因为恐怕他公司发给他一人一件制服都要亮给顾客看。
Because probably that's the suit they receive from the company, and they have to wear it to sell it.
但是他们法利赛人对耶稣提的问题是很有道理。他说：“你为自己做见证，所以你的见证不真。”
But indeed, there's some credibility in this kind of a trial, in this kind of question. They say you bear witness for yourself, and that not necessarily is true.
若是每一个人都说我是世上的光，我们怎么知道真光在哪里呢？
Everybody claimed that they are the light of the world. Now, who do we know? Who is the true light?
所以这是第一个问题。
So that's the first question.
主耶稣的回答怎么回答？
Now, how did Jesus answer him?
他说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的。
Jesus claimed, although I bear witness for myself, my witness is true.
因为，他说，因为什么？
Now, why?
这个回答我们会觉得非常稀奇。
And I believe that the answer is really will amaze us.
他说：“因为我知道从我从哪里来，往哪里去，你们却不知道我从哪里来，往哪里去。”
He said, "I knew where I came from, and I know where I'm going, but you don't know where I come from and where I'm going."
主耶稣没有说：“你看，我是真光。”因为前面第八章上面我们就有一个例子，看见当他说话的时候，他们每一个人良心都受了责备。
You see, Jesus did not answer, say, well, I'm the true light. Now, look at the chapter 8, when I did certain thing, and everybody was so convicted inside.
他没有说，你看那些跟从我的人，他们生活表现就如何如何不同。
And Jesus did not claim, now, look at those people who follow me, and their life is so great, and they have such change, and so on and so on.
主耶稣给的答案是人人最最不能看得见的答案。
But rather, Jesus gave a very, very, obscure answer.
他说，你怎么知道我的见证是真的？
He said, how do I know that my testimony is true?
因为我知道我从哪里来，
because
你们却不知道。
Because I know where I came from, and you don't know.
弟兄姊妹们，这个两句话，从哪里来，往哪里去？
This phrase, like where you come from and where you're going,
恐怕是很多哲学家也搞不清楚的。
It's a dilemma even a lot of philosophers cannot really solve.
我听说在我们的主日学里出信主的有很多的问题。
And I was told that in our Sunday school class of the new believers, there's a lot of questions raised up.
我听说林老师很会问问题。
And I was told that our brother Lin can give ask wonderful questions.
这一类的问题主耶稣自己讲的几乎没有人能回答。
This kind of question that presented to Jesus, this is some question that really nobody can answer.
主耶稣说：“我从哪里来，我知道。”
Because Jesus said, "Where I came from, I knew."
我到哪里去，我也知道。
And I know where I'm going.
你们不知道我从哪里来，也不知道我往哪里去。
You don't know where I come from, and you don't know where I'm going.
如果主耶稣的话不留情面
，If Jesus is trying to be harsh in his word,
他也要挑战。
And he can challenge back.
他说你知道你从哪里来吗？
He can say, do you know where you come from?
你知道你往哪里去吗？
And do you know where you're going?
我想这个两个问题一出就要发生大辩论。
And I believe if Jesus answered back like that, there are going to be great arguments going on.
但主耶稣把重点把注意力放在他自己的身上。
But Jesus rather put the emphasis on himself.
我想这些法利赛人的确不能回答他的问题。
Indeed, the Pharisees cannot answer his question.
主耶稣从哪里来？
Where did Jesus come from?
我们知道主耶稣从万有之上而来。
We know Jesus come from above all.
他从天上的天那里来。
He came from the heaven above heaven.
因为他是从神那里来。
Because he came from the God.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们一下碰见道成肉身的问题，童女怀孕生子就已经在那里不能解决了。
You see, when we come across a question about the virgin birth and Jesus become flesh, it blow our minds.
所以许多人一听说我不能相信童女怀孕生子的事情。
So right away people say, well, I can't believe that part.
但是如果我告诉你不仅童女怀孕生子，在童女怀孕生子之前耶稣已经存在。
But if I tell you, it's not just that there's a virgin birth, way before that, Jesus already is, andYou can't believe that either.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这个小小的头脑真没办法明白。
You see, our mind is so limited. We cannot understand all that.
我们的有限叫我们不能接受无限的事情。
And we are in this limited realm. We cannot understand the things unlimited.
我们从哪里来？我们最多推测到父母亲、祖宗三代。
Where we come from, the most we can do is we trace back our family trees up to the great grandfather and mother.
还有人研究说，我虽然是某某省的人，我从来没有去过那个省份，但是我的祖籍在那里。
You see, you can say, well, although my birthplace is not a certain place, but I'm supposed to be from that certain province.
所以我们对于我们自己从哪里来并没有很深的答案。
So we really don't have a very, very definite answer about where we come from.
因为我们所了解我们从哪里来只是一个肉身的问题。
Because that is only concerning our physical being.
主耶稣讲说他从哪里来却不是光讲肉身的问题。
But when Jesus answered where he's come from, it's not just physical being.
而是他生命，他的生命是神的生命。
But rather his life is the life of God.
恐怕叫神最最沮丧的一件事情或者 frustrated 的事情就是他没有办法把自己完全显给人看。
Maybe the most frustrating thing for Jesus is that he cannot fully show himself to people.
他里面是神完全丰富的生命藏在他的里面却给不出来
because,
不能叫人看见。
Because deep down inside that wonderful, rich, abundant life of God,he cannot really show fully to the people, to the human eye.
这还不是他里面仅仅有一种使命感的问题。
Not just the sense of commission inside.That bothers him.
而是他所要做的见证，除了父神跟他能够同样见证之外，没有第三个人知道。
But rather, the witness he bear, only he and the Father would truly, truly understand. But nobody else can really understand.
那么主耶稣往哪里去呢？
Now, where is Jesus going?
圣经里面告诉我们，约翰福音十三章主说，他知道离世归父的时候到了。
And John 13.Jesus said that he knew the time has come that he shall leave this world and go back to the Father.
所以他起来为门徒洗脚，大家记得这件事情。
So he get up and washed the disciples' feet.
他知道他从父神那里出来，还要回到父神那里去。
He knew too very well that he came from the Father and he shall go back to the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，在人类历史上，只有这一个人是能够确实说明他从哪里来。往哪里去?
So in human history, Jesus is the only one who knew exactly where he came from and where he's going.
我们也不知道我们往哪里去。我们也不是不知道。
We're not that we don't know where we're going.
我们知道坟墓里去，我们知道了。
We know we're going to go eventually to the graves.
但是到了坟墓就是终结。
But is that the end?
主耶稣却不是这样。
That seems to be the end of us, but Jesus is not like that.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们拿我们的生命和耶稣基督的生命相比的话
，So if we compare our lives with Jesus,
是不是差别太大
？Isn't it a great difference?
当主说我是世上光的时候
，When Jesus claimed that He's the light of the world,
若是我们看见我们自己生命跟耶稣不一样
，And then we see that our life is so different from Jesus.
而接受有一个态度说愿意接受他的生命做我的生命
，Then if we have an attitude inside us saying, "Oh, we really want to receive that kind of life to be ours."
那主耶稣所说的话，跟随我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。就成就在我们身上了。
And so that the Jesus claimed that those who follow me will not be walking in the darkness, but rather receive the light of life. That claim shall be fulfilled in us.
若是我们接受耶稣基督做我们的生命
，If we receive Jesus to be our life,
虽然我们没有法子说出我们从哪里来
，Although we cannot really say, can't tell where we come from,
但是我们却知道我们要往哪里去。
But we do know where we're going.
因为主耶稣应许我们说，我所去的地方，我去为你们预备地方，我去叫你们也能去。
And because Jesus did claim that the place I'm going, I will go first to prepare a place for you, and you shall go also.
何天泽弟兄写过一本书
，and Brother Timothy Ho wrote a book.
这本题目就是《人从哪里来》
，and the title is "Where Does Man Come From?"
我想这里还可以另外一题目叫《人往哪里去》
，and maybe there's another interesting topic is where mankind are going.
前一些日子，我听见一位孙弟兄在传福音，他做了很多的海报，我也收到一张。
And there's a brother's son who is preaching gospel and sent out a lot of flyers, and I received one.
那里正是政治政那那个时候，正是政局非常混乱的时候。
That was a time when the political situation is in chaos at that time.
他的题目是中国人往哪里去
？So the topic he has at that time is where does the Chinese people go?
但弟兄姊妹们，若是我们没有耶稣基督
，But if we don't have Jesus,
我们就没有福音可传。
Then we do, there's no gospel.
因为说穿了，我们不知道从哪里来，也不知道往哪里去。
Because deep down, we don't know where we come from, and we don't know where we're going.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣的话实在是很准确。
So Jesus,
因为他说的话一点都没有多余的。
So Jesus' answer is very precise, and there's nothing more than the truth.
他说，我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证是真的。
He claimed that although I bear witness for myself, my witness is true.
这些日子 ，Linda。还有我的女儿，还有一些高中生，大概在很热闹的参加这个这里县里面举办的这个 mock trial 啊，审判法庭、实验法庭，我不晓得怎么叫什么中文翻译。
These days, some of the youngsters are very involved in participating in activities called mock trial.
这是很好的一个训练。
It's a very good training.
不仅让他们知道法律的程序。
Not only they will learn about the legal system.
并且让他们学习怎么样做见证。
And they learn how to give testimony, be a witness.
所以每一个人都要翻来覆去的，每个律师都要再三的问对方的这个见证人可不可以相信。
And all the lawyers trying every way to credit or discredit those witnesses.
所以耶稣说我的见证是真的。
But Jesus said, my witness is true.
因为他在场。
Because he is there.
你们不知道我从哪里来，我却知道。
You don't know where I come from, but I do.
这一个最清楚的就是说我当时在那里。
And the strongest point is for a witness is when he's an eyewitness.
如果那个律师能够证明说当时你恐怕没有看见吧，不是目击者吧，你的见证就不算数了。
Now if the lawyer can prove that you really didn't really see it, then you can be discredited.
但主耶稣说我在那里。
But Jesus said, I was there.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是在哪里？
So indeed, Jesus was there.
从万有之上而来，在创世之前他就存在。
From the very beginning, from the beginning of time, he was there.
所以在箴言书第八章里面说，创造天地的时候，他说他在那里，智慧在哪里？
So in the book of Proverbs, it says in the very beginning when everything was created, the wisdom is there. He is there.
约伯记里面，当约伯跟神在那里辩论的时候
，In the book of Job, when the Job was arguing with God.
神就问约伯说：“我创造诸山的时候，你在哪里呢？”
And God asked Job, "When I created all heavens, all mountains and hills, where were you?"
他说：“这些受造之物被造的时候，你知道他们的构造情形吗？”
He said, "When all these things were created, do you know the structures of all the things?"
所以约伯就没有话说。
So Job just becomes speechless.
他说：“你所说的事太奇妙，是我所不知道的。”
Because Job answered, "Well, the things you're talking about is so wonderful, I don't understand."
所以弟兄姊妹们，这么伟大的一位耶稣，神自己来到地上的时候
，So this wonderful Jesus, God Himself, come down to this earth.
法利赛人竟然斗胆呐！敢对他挑战说你的见证不真。
And this Pharisee is there to challenge him, saying that your witness is not true.
耶稣说我知道我说的是什么，你们不知道。
But Jesus said, I know what I'm talking about. And you don't know.
弟兄姊妹，相信主耶稣这些话。
So if you believe in what Jesus said,
你相信他是从创世之前就来就有的。
You believe that he's there in the beginning of time.
我希望你在这里问题停下来。
And I hope that this will be the end of the questioning.
你能够接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Then you can receive Jesus to become your savior.
但是若是还有问题。
But if you have more questions.
法利赛人又问了第三个问题。
Just like the Pharisees, they asked the second question.
他们说主耶稣在那里说你们律法上记住说两个人的见证是真的对不对
?Because Jesus said in your law, you recorded the witness from the testimonies of two persons will become true.
不仅我为自己做见证
So not only I bear witness for myself
还有差我来的父也为我做见证
And my father who sent me also bear witness for me
我想主耶稣故意逗他们的
I believe Jesus is trying to tease them
这里特别提出来父神的问题
Because here he mentioned the question about the father
果然这些法利赛人立刻上当
Right away the Pharisees jump right into the trap
他说你的父在哪里
He said where's your father?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是也常常问见这样的挑战？
Now,
遇见这样的挑战
？Didn't we come across the challenges like that？
有人说：“你的神在哪里呢
？”And people will ask, "Where is your God？"
诗篇四十二篇里面作诗的人说：“人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里
？”In Psalm 42, and it recorded, people are constantly ask me, "Where is your God？"
在约翰福音十四章里面。主耶稣的门徒也问他说：“求主把父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
In the same way, in John 14, Jesus' disciple also asked Jesus, "If you just showed us the Father, then we will believe it."
我们常常传福音，人家说：“你把神拿来给我们看，我们就相信。”叫耶稣在这里出现，我就相信。
A lot of times when we try to preach the gospel, people will ask, "If you bring out a God that we can see, your God that we can see, we'll believe you."
主耶稣怎么说呢？
And how did Jesus answer?
主耶稣回答说，你们若是认识我，
And Jesus said, if you know me,
也就认识我的父，
then you'll know the Father.
因为你们不认识我，
Because you don't know me,
也不认识我的父，
And then you don't know my Father.
弟兄姊妹，你想主耶稣的话到底回答他们没有？
Now, so did Jesus really give them an answer?
这些法利赛人听这些话能满足吗？
Is the Pharisee really can be satisfied with this kind of answer?
但是我想这两句话有很长的约翰福音给我们看见的历史。
But I do believe there's a long history behind these answers.
因为主耶稣一直在证明说他是奉父神所差遣的那一位。
Because all along, Jesus trying to tell people, he is the one that the Father sent forth.
有时候我觉得这里面是相当的不容易的一件事情。
And a lot of times I think this is so difficult.
耶稣怎么样能够证明他是奉父神所差遣？
How can Jesus prove that he is sent down by the Father?
其实这个问题不是第一次出现的问题，在约翰福音第五章里面我们已经讲过一次五重的见证。
And actually in John 5,we already talk about it, there's a fivefold of a testimony.
所以主耶稣在这里提醒他们， so, 你们要认识父必须认识我。
So Jesus once again to remind them, if you want to know God, know the Father, you have to know me.
他们已经听见过父神曾经从天上有声音在约旦河那里为他做的见证。
Because these people all knew that there's a voice coming down from heaven when Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan.
说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
That voice says that this is my beloved son, that in him I'm well pleased.
但是说你不承认耶稣是神的儿子。
But if you don't recognize Jesus to be the Son of God,
你要在耶稣之外来寻求一位父神。
Now if you want to see God besideOutside of Jesus,
不一定能找得到。
You might not find him.
更准确是一定不能找到。
And to be exact, you definitely will not find God.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Nobody shall go to the Father but through me.
但是弟兄姊妹们，他跟法利赛人这些辩论有没有果效呢？
But all these arguments back and forth, is it really useful?
你们说有效没有？
Now, do you think it will bring any effect?
可能对法利赛人没有效。
Maybe it doesn't work in the Pharisees.
但是在旁边听见的人，有些人有更客观的态度，他们相信了。
But all the other people who are listening, they might have a more objective attitude. They might be convinced.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才讲过主耶稣的使命是什么？
You see, we talk about Jesus' commission.
他从父神那里受差遣而来。
He came down, was sent down by heaven, by Father.
曾经道成肉身来到地上。
And the word become flesh.And come to this earth.
并且这样宣告说，认识我就是认识父。
And he claimed that if you know me, then you know God.
为什么？因为我与父原为一。
Because I and my Father was one.
这些话，我不晓得法利赛人能不能吞下他们的骄傲而接受。
I don't know those Pharisees whether they can swallow their pride and just receive and accept them.
但是更客观的人就看见了。
But those who have an attitude more objective, they can see.
所以耶稣继续对他们说。
So, continually, Jesus said to them.
他说我要去了，你们要找我。
He said, if I go and you are going to look for me.
常常我坐在这里想想抓抓头皮，到底为什么主耶稣说你们要找我？
And I was just wondering, why is Jesus so sure that they were still seeking after him?
主耶稣这么有把握，我要去了，你们要找我。
How can Jesus be so sure that after he's gone, people will start looking for him?
并且找不着。
And then he said that you cannot find me.
我就想起旧约里面有一个故事。
And I was reminded about a story in the Old Testament.
当以利亚升天的时候。
When Elijah was ascended up to heaven.
他的门徒们找他却找不着。
And all his disciples trying to find him and who couldn't, they can't.
以利沙就是那个认识以利亚是谁的人。
But only Elijah who really fully recognized who Elijah is.
他说你们不必去找。
Said that you don't have to look for him.
因为神把他取去了。
Because God took him.
但是他的门以利亚的门徒说，或者他神把他藏在什么地方，藏在一个洞里面，或者丢在山谷里面。
But all the other disciples say, oh, maybe God sort of hide him, maybe hide him in a valley in a certain cave.
弟兄姊妹们，这里主耶稣讲到他怎样回到父神面前那里去。
Here Jesus talk about how he go back to God.
他说你们我要去了，你们要找我，并且找不着。
And he said, I shall be gone, and you're gonna look for me, and you cannot find me.
而且你们要死在罪里面。
And then you shall die in sin.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里奇妙不奇妙
？Now did you say? Now isn't this marvelous?
凡是相信耶稣基督的人，不会再去找他。
Those who already believe in him. doesn't have to look for him anymore.
因为知道他要升天。
Because they knew that he will ascend to heaven.
那些留在罪里面的人对于耶稣基督升天有问题。
Those who are still in sin, they have a big question about whether Jesus will ascend to heaven or not.
他们要去找他却找不着。
And they want to go find Jesus and they can't find him.
主说我所去的地方你们不能到。
Because Jesus said, where I'm going, you can't go.
为什么不能到？
Now why not?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
一个是因为他们去的地方根本不同。
One is that they're going to totally different places.
主耶稣去的地方他们不能到。
Where Jesus going, they cannot go.
因为那个到的地方是要他们凭信心去的。
Because that place, they have to go by faith.
他们要接受主耶稣的救恩才能去的地方。
They have to receive the salvation from Jesus in order to go.
所以这是两个原因，一个是他们不要去。
So first, the two reasons. First is that they don't want to go.
第二，他们不能去。
Secondly, they can't go.
所以这些话犹太人听了又觉得很稀奇。
So the Jews was really marveled at these dialogue.
他说世界上有什么地方你能去，我们不能去的
？And they were saying, where on this earth that this is such a place that you can go and we cannot go?
今天在这里，任何人去的地方，我们大概也都能去。
I believe today anybody want to go a certain place, we can all go.
但是当初法利赛人说他去的地方我们不能去，难道他要自杀吗？
And Pharisee said, well, maybe he wanted to commit suicide.
为什么我不晓得？
Why they have this conclusion, I don't know.
有一个可能在法利赛人有这样教训。
Maybe they have this kind of teaching.
若是自杀的话，就下到阴间。
And maybe if anybody commits suicide, they will go to a certain place like Hades.
所以他们认为说只有一个地方我们不能去，就是耶稣可能要自杀去了。
So they concluded, oh, maybe this is one place we can go. Maybe Jesus wanted to kill himself.
所以你看，一个有启示、属灵启示的人所讲的话，跟那些听的人完全不知道他在讲什么。
So this is such a big difference. If you don't have the revelation from God, the conclusion can be so far off.
有一位弟兄告诉我，他说：“周弟兄，你讲的道我听不懂，好像听鸭子听打雷一样。”
This one brother told me that, brother child, I can't understand your preaching. It seems like it's like the duck is listening to the thunder.
有两个可能哈，一个是我声音太大了。
Maybe there are two reasons. One is that I talk too loud.
一个是我讲的不通不通。
Or I was trying to.
还有一个可能，就的确我们需要很努力的、很用心的听见神在他话语里面一切属灵的启示。
Maybe we really have to really pay a lot of attention and to be very diligent in understanding what God is trying to tell us.
这段圣经耶稣讲什么呢？
Now, so what Jesus is trying to tell us in this passage?
耶稣讲的乃是十字架的道路。
Jesus talking about the way of the cross.
他说你们要死在罪中。
He said, you shall die in sin.
我去的地方你们不能去。
And I'm going to a place where you can't go.
这些法利赛人猜不透。
And those Pharisees can't guess what he's talking about.
今天我们信主的人看得非常清楚。
But those of us who already believe in the Lord can really see it very clearly.
主说我要去了，他去哪里？
And God said, Jesus said, I'm going. And where is he going?
他乃是上到十字架上。
He is going onto the cross.
我去的地方你们不能去。
He said, that's why he said, the place I'm going, you can't.
十字架是你们不能去的地方。
That cross is somewhere you can't go.
因为任何人一上到十字架都已经死亡。
Because anybody who go to cross will die.
耶稣经过十字架却又复活。
But through the cross, Jesus died and resurrected.
并且他复活之后升上高天去。
And after resurrection, he ascended to heaven.
是那些没有复活生命的人不能去的地方。
And they will reach to the place where those who does not have this resurrected life can never go.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣讲的话清不清楚啊？
So Jesus.Is he very clear on the
他说我所去的地方你们不能去。
Jesus said very clearly that the place I'm going, you can't go.
因为十字架是那些有罪的人不能去的地方。
Because cross is the place where all the sinful man cannot go.
本来该他们去的。
Indeed, they were supposed to go.
主却不要他们去。
But Jesus doesn't want them to go.
但是当主复活以后，没有接受耶稣十字架的人也不能去。
And after Jesus' resurrection, all those who did not receive the cross cannot go to the cross either.
因为他们的罪没有得到赦免。
Because their sins were not forgiven yet.
既然罪没有得到赦免，就没有得到新的生命。
And if their sins are not forgiven, they did not receive the new life.
没有得到新的生命，就不能复活。
And without the new life, you cannot rise again.
不能复活，就不能升天。
And then if you cannot be resurrected, you will not go up to heaven.
就不能见到父神。
Then you cannot see God, God
Father. 所以耶稣回到父神那里去，他们就不能去。
So after Jesus went back to his Father, they can't go.
耶稣的话太清楚，再清楚也没有了。
It's indeed a very, very clear answer.
但是那些法利赛人听的不知道听到哪里去。
But the Pharisees can't understand at all.
他说：“难道你要自杀吗？”
He said, "Are you going to commit suicide?"
说你们，耶稣说：“你们这些人呢、啊，你们实在从下头来了。”
And Jesus said, "Well, you are really coming from the side, from below."
从你所想的话，就证明说你们的心思完全在阴间。
So from what you're talking about, we indeed you know all your thoughts was really from Hades.
耶稣说：“我从上头来的。”
He said, "I came from above."
你们是从下头来的。
And you are from this world.
你们是属这个世界的。
And you belong to this world.
我不属这个世界。
And I don't.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。
That's why I say you shall die in sin.
你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
If you don't believe that I am Christ, you shall die in sin.
原文在这里没有说。基督两个字
and in the original text there's no Christ
他说你们若不信我是你们必要死在罪中
and he said if you don't believe that I am you shall die in sin
所以第四个问题他们又问出来了
so there comes the fourth question
他们问说你到底是谁呀、
啊、they said who are you
你是谁呀、啊、
who are you
我相信这是他们所有问题中间最严肃的一个
so I believe this is the most serious question
也是他们靠近救恩最近的一个
and also that is the time when they ask the question they really come the closest to salvation
当耶稣宣告说我是世上的光的时候
when Jesus claimed that he's the light of the world
他们心还远远的他们挑战说耶稣你的见证不真
and their heart is so far away they challenge Jesus saying that your witness is not true
当耶稣引他们说话讲到父神的时候
and when Jesus trying to lead them to talk about God the Father
他们开始有点兴趣好奇起来
and they started to have a little interest the curiosity starting to rise up
如何能把父给我们看
they said how can you show your father to us
当耶稣跟他们讲十字架的道路的时候
but when Jesus lead them to point to them the road of the cross
清清楚楚讲到罪的问题
it was very very clearly talking about the matter of sin
知道因着认识他而能够罪得的赦免
and also they pointed to them that because of faith that their sins can be forgiven
他说我是基督所以你们若不信我是就必要死在罪中
he said I'm Christ if you don't believe that I am that you shall die in sin
当他们问你是谁的时候
so eventually they ask who are you
是圣灵的工作离他们最靠近的时候
and that is when the Holy Spirit is really working closest to them
今天在教会里面我们很多人来聚会
today I have the same question a lot of times we know that a lot of people come to church on Sundays
有些人他远远的跟着家里人来听到
and some people just following their families they come and just listen
所以他们不愿意暴露身份
so they didn't want to expose themselves
他们不愿意问很严肃的问题。
They don't want to ask very serious questions.
主说我是生命的光。
And God said, I am the light of the world.
你若接受，你可以得救。
And if you want to receive me, you can be saved.
但你偏偏有很多的怀疑。
But then if you have all kinds of doubts.
你要问说耶稣见证到底真不真
？And you want to ask whether Jesus the witness is true or not.
主说我知道我从哪里来。
And Jesus said, I know where I come from.
但你说为什么我不能看见有形的神向我显现
？And if you ask, well, how come I cannot see God? If you show God to me,
主说认识我就是认识父神。
But then Jesus answered, if you know me, you know God.
你也听见福音告诉你人有罪。
And you heard that the gospel told you that everyone is a sinner.
相信耶稣基督就能得到赦免。
And if you believe in Jesus, you will be forgiven.
你也心动了。
And your heart seems to shine.
现在来了一个最要紧的问题。
Now comes the most serious, most important question.
到底你认不认识耶稣是谁
？Now, do you know who Jesus is?
这里耶稣的名字叫做我是。
Here, his name is I am.
我是。是一个非常难以翻译的名字。
And that is such a hard name to translate.
没有人能够翻译我是这两个字叫它做名字。
Because nobody would consider I am as a name.
但是在出埃及记里面神自己启示说他的名字叫我是。
But in the book of Exodus, God revealed himself that his name is I am.
因为你知道中文里面没有时态。
You see, in Chinese, there's no tense.
我有一个美国朋友他说有一天他读到中文学到一点中文非常高兴
and I have a friend a Caucasian friend who once he has learned a little bit about Chinese who's very happy
他说中文太好了因为没有时态的分别
it's,
太容易学了
it's so great because in Chinese there's no tense it's so easy
也没有形容词也没有各种名词的分别只要字对就行了
and there's no such thing as adjective adverb and as long as you use the right word it will be okay
你知道我学了几年德文都还给老师了
and I learned a few years of German and I gave it totally back to the teacher
因为德文搞不清楚时态等于没学
because if you don't know the tense in German it's just like you never learn it
但是所以我是这两个字非常难翻译
So it's very very hard to translate the word I am
因为这个我是就对时态来讲它包括所有一切亘古到永远
because if you talk about tense that I am really actually include all the tenses
在启示录里面主耶稣就说我是昔在今在永远常在的
in the book of Revelation Jesus claimed that I am, I was, I am, I will be, I forever am.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些中文没有办法了。
So this is far beyond our Chinese translation.
其实希伯来人也很头痛，碰见神对他们显现，告诉他名字时也很头痛。
And actually, the Hebrews also have the same problem.
主对摩西说：“我的名字叫亚伟。”
And God told Moses, said that my name is Yahweh.
英文翻译就是 "The Great I Am"， 伟大的我就是。
And then that's the English translation of the great I am.
这个我就是这个名字太大了。
And the name is so great.
把一切东西都包罗万有放在里面。
Because it included everything.
我就是。
I am.
因为我从起初就是。
Because I am from the very beginning.
我是一切。
I am every, I am all.
弟兄姊妹们，谁能够替神想一个更好的名字，叫做我是。
Now who can think of a better name than this?
所以这是神的启示。
So this is really God's revelation.
当有一天神对摩西说，我叫我是。
And when one day when God revealed to Moses saying that I am, I am.
你知道是在什么场合吗？
You know what kind of situation was that?
在荆棘篇上面这样说的。
That was in the book of the burning bush.
荆棘篇里面是什么场合呢？
Now what situation was then?
是神要打发摩西引以色列人出埃及的时候。
And that's when God wants to send Moses to take all the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西对神说，你若打发我去，我对他们若问我说是谁打发你来，我怎么回答他们呢？
And Moses said, well, if you want to send me, and then my people will ask me, who sent you? What's the name of your God?
神就对他说，我的名字叫的我就是。
And then God answered Moses, says, I am. My name is I am.
哇，摩西一定听得非常清楚。
And I believe Moses really fully understands.
而且这个名字很有应用的价值。
And also it has great applications.
当以色列人对摩西挑战说，这个打发你来的我就是，是什么呢？
Because when later on, when the Israelites challenged Moses, saying, well, this God I am, who is he really?
摩西就要告诉他们说，是那位一切的一切。
And Jesus, and Moses can answer them that he is the one that's in all and above all.
你们不是没有活水吗？
Now, remember you don't have any water, remember?
他就是那个磐石里面发出来的活水。
And he is that water coming out of the rock.
你不是没有食物吃吗？
Now, didn't you remember that you didn't have food?
他就是那个从天上降玛拿给你们的。
Now, he's the one that he sent down the manna from heaven, and he's the manna.
你们不是不能胜过非利士人吗？
Now, didn't you remember that you cannot triumph over the Philistines?
他就是你们的旌旗。
And he is your flag.
Banner. 你不是得的疾病吗？
Now, didn't you remember you were sick?
他的名字就是医治。
And his name is healing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看亚伟这个字，耶和华尼西就是耶和华的旌旗，耶和华拉法就是耶和华的医治，耶和华预备。每一件事情都是加上神的名字耶和华。
So all the names that the Jehovah Nishi, the Jehovah Rama, they all means.
大家知道耶和华以勒，耶和华的预备。
And we all know that his provision is Jehovah Ira.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶和华这个名字，我是这个名字是个活的名字。
So that name is a living name.
什么东西你都可以加在底下。
And you can put everything under.
我就是。点点点
and I am and dot dot dot
所以中文里面说我就是基督那个基督两个字去掉点点点倒是可以留下来
so actually in the Chinese Bible when it says I am Christ and the Christ was not original there and we can omit but those dots we can save
你们懂不懂我讲什么意思圣经里面很多就小点哈那个小点就是翻译的人不会翻加上去的字它原文没有这个字所以它注几个小点让你知道原文不在里面
I think most of you all know that in the Chinese Bible when there's a dot on the text that means those words was not there in the original text but in order to make it clearer so they add some words to it
所以那里主说我就是基督把基督两个字去掉 so, 点点点留下来
So it says that I am the Christ you can remove the word Christ but you save those dots
那么弟兄们，耶稣是谁呀？
So who is he? Who is he?
耶稣就是那伟大的我就是。
And he is the great I am.
怪不得法利赛人听不懂啊。
No wonder Pharisees cannot understand.
你是谁呀？
Now who are you?
你是谁呀？
Now who are you?
弟兄们，记不记得当保罗得救的时候也问说，主啊，你是谁呀？
Now don't you remember when Paul first saved, he also had the same question. He said, Lord, who are you?
不管我们讲的多深的道理，讲到耶和华我是，讲到耶稣是谁。
No matter how deep a message we can preach on who Jesus is, who God is, but when you first saved,
当你遇见主的时候，
when you met God,
你还会像保罗一样从心里诧异，你是谁啊？
And you will have the same question, just like Paul, asking, who are you?
我很喜欢讲你是谁这个题目。
I like to preach on who are you.
可惜时间不多。
But the time's up.
如果继续讲，你们要对我说。
If I continue preaching, then you probably ask me,
你是谁啊？你算老几啊？
Who are you?
所以我就停在这里。
So I'll stop here.
我不是谁。
I'm nobody.
只有一位是谁。
There's only one I am.
就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
不仅是他在对法利赛人传信息。
Not only he preached to the Pharisees.
他说我在那里所听见的，在父神那里听见的，我就传给世人。
And he said, whatever I hear from the Father, I preach it to the world.
大家看见没有？二十七节、二十六节。
Did you see it in verse 26?
我在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。
He said, "All that I, who has sent me, the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world."
我再说弟兄姊妹们，这是一个最成功的问题解答，带人信主。
Once again, I want to say that this passage is the most successful question and answer session.
把一个有怀疑的人
，He can turn someone with great doubt
传到神的光中。
To the light of God.
他虽然不能接受耶稣的见证，
although he cannot receive God, Jesus' testimony,
虽然他还有怀疑，他要认识神，
although he's still in doubts, but he wanted to know God.
希望凭他的肉身看见神，
and he even wanted to see God with their naked eye.
主说在他的身上就是父神，
but Jesus says in him is God the Father.
而且主把十字架的道路显明给我们看，
and also God showed them the weight of the cross.
这位从父神出来的还要回到父神那里去。
This one came from the Father to God and will go back to the Father.
他所经过的是十字架。
And the way he went through is cross.
他所经过的路程叫做复活。
And the road he went through is called the resurrection.
只有这一位我就是的神。
Only this one whose name is I am.
能够做成这样奇妙的救恩。
Can be our God and who can accomplish
this salvation. 听见这些话真是动容。
I believe a lot of people after hearing this were just totally touched.
我里面也动起来。
And after I read this passage, my inside was also touched.
感谢神，这里记载说就有许多人信他。
And praise the Lord because it was recorded in verse 30 that after hearing this, many believed him.
今天我所讲的不如耶稣讲的精彩。
And I believe I can preach as great as Jesus at that time.
但是耶稣的灵也在这里做工。
But Jesus' spirit is also working here today.
希望每一个人都能从不信、怀疑转到认识耶稣是谁。
And I believe all who are not believed will change from unbelief to belief.
这样你就要信他。
And then you shall believe in Jesus.
接受他的十字架。
And receive the cross.
相信他的给予你永远的生命。
And believe that eternal life he shall give you.
我们一起祷告好吧。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣赞美你，你是伟大的，我就是。
Pray, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you because you are the great I am.
你从万有之上而来。
You come from above.
你从父那里而来。
And you come from the Father.
今天在世人中间，你成了我们的光。
This morning, and you become the light among the worldly people.
引导我们走生命的道路。
And you lead us into the way of life.
从前我们不知道从哪里来。
We didn't know where we came from before.
也不知道要往哪里去。
And we didn't know where we're going.
今天因为接受你做我们的救主。
But because this morning when we receive you as our personal Savior.
给了我们真实生命的方向和意义。
You gave us a true direction and the true meaning of life.
主耶稣，求你把十字架的真理显明在这里。
Lord, please reveal to us the truth of the cross.
让我们接受你的救恩。
So that we can receive your salvation.
让你的生命做我们的生命。
And so that your life can be our life.
让我们更深的认识你是谁。
So that we will understand even more who you are.
感谢主今天早晨在这里与我们同在。
We praise you and thank you because you are with us this morning.
让我们真实的相信你。
So that we will believe in you truly.
若是在我们中间第一次愿意接受他的。
Those of us among those of you who have received him the very first time this morning.
我知道你还有很多的问题。
I know you still have a lot of questions.
不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
若是你有客观的态度。
If you have a very objective mind.
你愿意接受他。
And you are willing to receive him.
我想请你散会以后。
I urge you after the meeting,
在主日学班上跟你的老师谈一谈。
In the Sunday school classes, you talk to your teachers.
让你能够清楚地得救。
So that you can receive the salvation clearly.
我们也要为你祷告。
And we shall also pray for you.
所以说我们把这样的人交托在你的手中。
Lord, we commit these friends to your hand.
我相信你的话是真理。
We believe your word is the truth.
把感谢赞美归给你。
And we give you thanks and give you glory.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.